Hello everyone, Willem Hast here with Winning the Game, the podcast where I share perspectives that are useful for anyone who wants to lead themselves and others with more clarity, certainty and power. At the time of recording this episode, it's early August, and I know that many of you who are listening to this are going back to work after a longer summer holiday. Soon it's going to be September, October, it gets dark, days get short, nights get long, and I found it incredibly useful for people to give some thought in August on what you want to accomplish this fall. Not only what's your duty to do in your job, or what your company wants from you, or your boss wants from you, or your team wants from you, but what do you want for you? A lot of you are trained in setting SMART goals that are measurable and specific and all of that, right? I found way more value sometimes in not being too measurable with your goals. But listen to what you want and let it be an intention more than a measurable goal. What is important for you this fall? And I love to look at the different areas of life. In your work, what are the one or two things you would like to accomplish before Christmas? It can be measurable, like a certain measurable number, but it can also be something that's not measurable at all. You want to see every person on your team thrive and be happy and successful in their job. You don't need to measure that, because if you're true to yourself come November, December, you look at every person in your team, you'll see if they are thriving and successful in the job or not. What new competence do you want to access this fall? What would you like to learn this fall? What new skill would you like to have in October, November that you don't have now? Something you're not skilled in and you think, wow, if I was skilled in this thing by November, that would be great. Oh, I'd love that. Well, that's a perfect target or goal to put up for yourself for the next few months. A new competence to develop. There are so many things we forget when we simply go back to work and start producing, that actually are very meaningful to give some time to reflect on. Also look outside of work, with your family, with your physical health, with what's purposeful and meaningful for you. And you do this, you come up maybe with, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 things that you notice that, wow, if I could move in this direction and accomplish this by December, that would be a really, really great fall for me. Now, if you don't have those kinds of intentions, my question is, what are you doing? Are you just showing up, doing daily grind work every day, thinking that's going to be fulfilling and nurturing? It will not. You need a future that is inspiring to you. You need a vision. You need some intentions that you love to get to work on, because otherwise you will not love what you work on. So this isn't difficult, but it takes a bit of reflective time. What would you like to have happen in the different areas of your life by November, December, for you to feel that you are moving forward in a meaningful direction this fall? Thanks for listening. I'm back with new episodes most days of the week, so welcome back anytime you want.